Hello, and welcome to the Braided Faith Podcast, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. Together, we'll share stories of faith and redemption to bring hope into your life. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis, and I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and connect you with other people whose stories aren't so different from yours. So grab your hot cup of coffee or hot tea, sit back, relax, and get ready to feel empowered alongside a supportive community of faithful women just like you. This is the Braided Faith Podcast. Hello, hello. Merry Christmas Eve morning. I hope y'all are doing well. And I know it has been a while, which totally, oh my gosh, I have to explain myself to y'all because I had made a promise to myself and to y'all to show up every weekend. But truly, this could not be helped, you guys. So we moved, as I had let y'all know, and my husband packed up my mic, and we didn't know which box it was in. So that was number one. Well, I was like, well, no big deal. I can still record on my computer. It just won't sound very clear. And the platform that I use to record my podcast didn't record without my mic. So it's crazy as I had done a whole episode and none of it recorded. And it was like a 45-minute episode. And then I realized after when I went to go through editing that it did not record. So I had no way to come on here and tell y'all because we just cannot find it. It's still packed away. Thankfully, I found my old mic. So that's what I'm recording on right now. But I just wanted to come on here. I had to come on here and explain myself for those of y'all who are so graciously a part of my podcast life. But it's just been crazy, you guys. We're moved. I had surgery on the 15th. Y'all, this season has just been insane for us. I think this has been not necessarily one of the hardest seasons I've ever had, just one of the complete busiest and unknown, because I don't want to say confusing. It's not been confusing at all, but my husband and I are just, we're stepping into just so much unknown right now, and it's been insane. So with all of that being said, that's what I want to talk to y'all about, is the insanity and why we need each other and how community can play a role in our ups and downs, right? Because I feel like that's what's been the crazy part about the season, is there's not been a super up and there's not been a super down. It's just kind of been this consistent, like I said, it's all been unknown, and not just even within mine and Darren's household and our family and home, but like my stepdad's been in and out of the hospital since the beginning of November. And y'all, it's just been crazy. But like this past week, I felt so loved. And I want to talk to y'all about that. I felt like it was so important for us to talk about community and how we need each other. And I think it's important. You know, this is really going to be for the Christian gal who has lost all hope in good friends. For the Christian gal who maybe feels like I've been screwed over too many times. I don't want to trust any friends. Or maybe even the Christian girl that says I have really screwed up friendships and I need to change. I've been on both ends of that spectrum. And just to kind of give you a little bit of where I've been on both ends of the spectrum. So I have kind of been standoffish about friends for a while now. I used to work at the local church, and it wasn't until Darren and I moved to Washington that I realized that I did not handle my ministry position at the church very well. And I say this because I was over the life group ministry. And so it was my job, literally my job, to bring people together for community. And I saw the value in community so much. And I loved community. I appreciated community. I loved that job so much. I mean, that was my passion. And I, of course, had my own, you know, led my own women's group because, I mean, I had to set the example, right? And I had such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful group of women in that life group. And when we moved, I lost contact with a lot of those girls. And, you know, I would try to call and text and, you know, I'd either get ghosted or maybe just, you know, very, just short, you know, short conversation. And I started to realize at that point, like, I blurred the lines with, I ministered to these women and I helped, you know, so many of them go through tough times. But I had never really opened that friendship level. I hadn't, because I would, and so it's weird because I had my ministry role good. I was there for them and I didn't burden them with my problems, if that makes sense. But when I left, I assumed that we were all besties, right? I mean, really, some of these women I considered my best friends. But it wasn't until that moment that I realized, like in my heart, I had blurred the lines between ministry and friendship. And in the physical, even though my heart was, this is one of my good friends, the physical, my actions never pulled them into my world. And so there was not a back and forth relationship. And so when I left, those relationships weren't sustained, obviously. Relationships are two-way streets, right? So I got very closed off because I didn't know how to go into friendship mode. It was like I had been just on ministry mode for so long that I forgot how to bring people into my world, if that makes sense. And so that's kind of how I've been on, you know, that spectrum where I've kind of felt both betrayed by friends, but even though it wasn't like their fault, I still felt that like betrayal and grief and sadness. I thought someone was here. Sorry. But I also felt like I had so much learning to do. I had some learning and growing to do when it came to friendships, because before that I was a terrible friend. I'm just going to admit it. I was a terrible friend. Back in my super sinning days, let's say it, you know, some of y'all can probably relate to me. I was extremely selfish. I lied. I gossiped. Oh my gosh, y'all, I was a gossip. I'm just putting it out there. A gossip, like big time. I would talk badly about people. It was bad, y'all. Thank God, right? Thank God for Jesus's life. Like, thank God that he died for his life and death, that he was born for us and he died for us, because oh my gosh, that changed my life, you know, Christ changed my life. And I'm so thankful, because I was awful. I was such an awful friend. So here I am, you know, really trying to navigate through friendships. And so fast forward to, you know, now I feel like I have a good realization on what a good friend is, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. But I feel like I've come so far from both of those girls I just told you about. I'm, far from a perfect friend. But thank God I would consider myself a really good friend. And I can only consider myself a really good friend because I have really good friends. And because I'm finally in relationships with people now where it's, I've allowed it to be a two-way street. I've allowed them to come into my world, into my heartaches, and my pain, and my joys, you know, and I can celebrate and grieve with them, and vice versa. I opened the door for them to do that with me, and so I want to talk to you guys about community because I didn't realize you kind of go through life and you grow and you work on yourself and you self-reflect and you give it to God. And, you know, life is so beautiful like that, right? Like we go through pains and griefs and loss, you know, not even necessarily death loss, but like loss of relationships and loss of friendships. And we go through all these things. We make mistakes. People make mistakes towards us. And, you know, it's, this dance, right? Because then in all of that, there's an opportunity to grow and learn and be better and really allow God to develop your character in Him. And so I want to talk about community because I didn't realize until this week how much I have grown in community and how much I appreciate community again, but in a way of like, not because I'm a ministry leader over community, but because I value, like truly value the back and forth community between two people or a group of people. And if you find yourself in that place now where you maybe you're feeling lonely or maybe you're feeling hurt by friends and you're having a hard time putting yourself out there again. You don't have to throw yourself out there. I didn't, you know, and I'm still not. Here's the beautiful thing about it. I'm still not going to, because I think we also have to have wisdom, and I'm still going to make mistakes in friendships. People are still going to make, I mean, my circle right now, somebody will hurt me, but I get to choose to forgive. I get to choose to love. I get to choose to, you know, to allow room for mistakes and growth and love. And, you know, of course, and I'm not going to go into like good friends, bad friends or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, you know, if somebody does something awful enough to you, you know, where you need to back off, like, you know, when you need to back off from a friend. So I don't want to get into that. But like, you know, let's take difference of opinions. So it's really cool because I actually have one of my best friends. She's been one of my best friends for a few years now. She is very much so all about like her career. She's all about growing her business. She's married with kids. And she thinks that women should not be housewives. And here's the thing. I love being a housewife. Like it has been my goal, mine and my husband's goal, to get me home to where I don't have to work at all. That's been seriously one of our marital goals. We've been married almost 9 years now, and I would say that was probably one of the like first goals that we made together as a married couple, was one day I would be home and I would not have to work at all. And thankfully we've gotten there, right? But it's not been easy. You know, like we have had to save, we've had to get out of debt, we've had to like work our tail off for it. And I couldn't be happier. It was hard on me, but maybe that's another podcast, is the struggle of letting go of my business and realizing like, hey, this is what you asked for. This is what you wanted. You wanted to be a complete housewife, and here you go. Now, granted, I'll still be working on things. The Proverbs 31 woman just, you know, she wasn't at home just, you know, serving, you know, I mean, yeah, she did that, but she, you know, I would say the Proverbs woman did, you know, have some like business skills, you know, and I'm gonna too. Like, I do have business skills and I'm still working in my own right. You know, I'm gonna be writing, I'm still doing my book reviews because I work for a publisher. And so, you know, I'm still doing professional book reviewing and just gonna be able to focus on my blog a little bit more. So that's a job, you know. So when I say a housewife, but it's a job that, like, there's no dependency on it. And I do it when I want to. And so, you know, my focus is going to be home and gardening and baking sourdough bread. That's my dream, right? That's, and I, like, just like my friend has this belief. Nope. I mean, when I told her, Darren and I are discussing, I finally get to be the housewife. She's like, don't do it, girl. She is like, don't do it. No, I think every woman needs to keep working. Don't depend on a man. She has that mentality and I love her for it. I'm all about, like, I get it. You know, and I'm like, oh, I love you, you know. And she's like, you're going to do it though. You're going to quit your business, aren't you? And I was like, I absolutely am. This is my dream. I want to depend on my man. I want to depend on him. And we see that topic so differently, but we love each other for it. Like, I sent her probably like 3 months ago, I sent her a picture of my sourdough bread that I was working on. And she was like, oh, you know what? She's like, I know I make fun of you for wanting to be a housewife, but man, do I love it. And I would love to be your husband because he's coming home to that smell in your house, isn't he? And I was like, he absolutely is. And she's like, I'm a little jelly of Darren right now. So, you know, like, and we see that so differently. Sometimes I'll post something on like Instagram or something and she'll like either private message me or comment on a story and be like, girl, you know, I love you though, you know? And it's like, it's just this dynamic where we know we're different in that aspect and certain aspects and certain beliefs. You know, we're both Christians. We're both married. We both, you know, believe in the family home and in the family unit, but it's just this one topic that we see different on. And I bring that up to say, sometimes people are so quick to discount other people in their world because of those differences. But you know what? I say, you know, I mean, yeah, there might be topics. Obviously, there are important topics that might put your family in danger, or, you know, maybe you don't want your family to be around certain things, you know, though, like, we're not getting into that, you know, like, obviously there are reasons to, you know, cut off relationships, you know, maybe they're just super toxic or they would be toxic to your family. I get that. What I'm saying is don't let differences of opinion of something like that cause you to turn away a possible good friend, because I tell you what, that friend of mine, she texted me 3 times a day. She sent us food. She just continuously making sure we're okay, we don't need anything. She was there. So if I had at any point been like, you know, I don't believe in some of the things she believes in, I can't. Or she offends me with that, I can't. The Bible tells us to not be offended. And I'm starting to learn why he says that. I mean, there's probably a lot of different avenues to that. But I know one of them is when we allow ourselves to be offended by people, we lose out. We miss out. So that would be one of my main things to tell y'all is, don't discount people because you might have a little bit of differences. Thank God y'all think differently on lots of things because you're different people. Your experiences are different. Your dreams are different. Your home life is different. Your, even your faith walk is different. You've been through different things. Y'all shouldn't think the same. You shouldn't think the same. And I think that's what makes a good friend is when we can have such differences, but still be there for one another, hold one another accountable. cheer one another on, even in those differences, as long as they're, again, not toxic or harmful. And love one another, you know, and as long as, you know, as Christians, we want our friendships to just always point to Christ. And I will say, my friendship with this friend that I was telling y'all about, her life points to Christ and our friendship points to Christ. So I will not by any means discount her as a friend, and she doesn't discount me as a friend. So that would be my number one thing. Don't let differences and offenses separate you. I think that's a very, very, very unwise and immature thing. And I've been there. I have been there. You know, I think a lot of us probably even struggled through that. And I will raise my hand and say, me too. A lot of us struggled through that, through the political unrest that happened back in 2020. And you know what? We're about to have another political year. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind before you just cut off people because they didn't vote for who you voted for or their whatever. You know, like, you know, again, I know there are toxic things. And we should have boundaries. We should know what crosses the line. I get that. But don't let minor things that are just simple opinions, turn people away. The next thing is, past pains. Oh my gosh. I get it. I get it. Nobody wants to be hurt again. I completely get it. Nobody wants to be hurt again. And so if you are finding yourself in that position where, oh my gosh, I just don't want to be hurt, give it to God. Pray for God. And I've been there. You give it to God and you allow Him to come in and heal you. And if you have to take time to step back from friendships to simply heal, do it. Do it. I am not saying don't take time to heal. Heal. But seek God while you're healing and ask Him, God, tell me when I'm ready to make some more friends again. And I guess it's what I'm getting at is take the time to heal with God. With Him, don't turn away from Him either. Take some time to heal with God and heal properly so that way you can get back into friendships again without feeling that deep-rooted pain. So that's a huge thing. Make sure that you just don't completely seal yourself away from people, because I've done that too. And that's not healthy either. That is not healthy either. Community is important, y'all. Like there, you know, last week I kind of felt like I had hit like my limit. Like things were just so unknown. Things were so painful, both physically and emotionally. Just I had just come to a place where I was kind of just done, you know, and oh my gosh, my community of girls like just came through for me. I didn't call any of them. I didn't text any of them. They just all knew, like, hey, we know you just had surgery. We know that you're in the middle of a move. We know that your stepdad's been in and out of the hospital. What do you need from me? Or how are you feeling goes a long way too. Like that, just those morning text messages from some of my friends were just amazing. How are you feeling today? You know, sometimes it was, they would do it just once a day, or sometimes it would be several times a day, but just to get those text messages every morning. How are you feeling today? They have no idea. That like just brought my hope back because I was exhausted. I was emotionally and physically and spiritually exhausted just from everything that has been going on. And those little things, the little care packages, the food, you know, it renewed hope. It made me feel less stressed. It made me feel cared for. It made me even, it just reaffirmed that I have been growing, that I have really been growing into that woman of God. Like, it felt like the fruit of the growth I've been making in friendships. I felt like I just was seeing that fruit, and it was beautiful, y'all. And so on that note, let's make sure that we're being good community too. And I hope that my amazing friends know that I am there for them too, you know, and I pray that we will continue this two-way relationship, because that was something that I didn't know how to do for a very long time. I was always ministry focused. How can I help you? But I am not going to let you into my world. I don't need you to be there for me. You need me to be there for you. And how egotistical is that, y'all? Talk about an ego. So don't do that either. Make sure that you are also being somebody who is welcoming people into your world, that you're willing to let them see the mess, that you're willing to let them in on the hopelessness, the true things that you need prayer for, maybe even some of the embarrassing things that you're struggling with or are happening to you, or that you know, shameful things. Like, let people in. We need people. We are to carry one another's burdens. And so I hope that encourages you, because I felt like it was really important. And I have been like just bragging on my friends, y'all, all week, because I've been just so felt so blessed and loved. And that's what it's about. Like, and not in a selfish ego manner, but in the light. God is so good. And that's what I've been like saying over and over again, is God is so good. He's so good. He took my struggles that I was having with friends and as a friend, because I already told y'all, I didn't know how to be a good friend for, you know, either. So, so it wasn't just that I had bad friends. It was that I was a bad friend too. He took those struggles, and when I laid it out at his feet years ago and said, here is my mess, God, I don't know how to be a good friend, and I don't know how to receive good friends. Help me. Here it is. I give it all to you, and I'm just going to point my life to you, and maybe, just maybe, you will mold me into that. And to just be able to see the fruit of that prayer has been so beautiful. So I will keep bragging on my amazing friends. And it's not because it's me. It's not, look at me, like how I have good friends. It's not that. It's that I was once a sinner with terrible, like, friend manners. And I gave it to God. And in exchange, He has helped me to grow. And like I said, I'm not saying I'm a perfect friend. I'm not saying I have perfect friends. But what I'm saying is, when we're pointing to Him with our life, He will bring us the right people, and He will mold us into those women of God that we want to be. So I will end it with that. I know it's Christmas Eve. Some of y'all probably won't even hear this until after Christmas Eve. But I'm just going to end it with some scripture. Y'all know me. I want to end it with scripture. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. And that's kind of what I was talking about when I was talking about my friend who we see housewife life very differently. Is like that difference of opinion doesn't matter, because her life is aiming towards God. And I know it. This girl is a prayer warrior. And she is walking in the light. She is doing everything she can to walk in His presence, to have His presence in her life. And I feel like I am too, you know. And because of that, we can have fellowship with one another, even in that difference. And so I love that I would really love to do a deep dive into that scripture too, because I know there's like so much. Oh, that's such a, it's really such a deep scripture if you really look at it. But, and I'll read it again. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Oh, love that. Let's see. There was a couple other ones that I saw. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. Let me read that one again, you guys, because my mic cut me off. So let's start that over. And y'all know I don't do a deep dive in edits. I'll listen through and if there's anything huge that needs an edit, but this one is not. My mic cut me out and y'all are just going to get a little skipping here and there. But anyway, Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And then there's Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And then I also want to read some scripture on offense, because I have been praying personally, and I would encourage you to also, I've been praying over offense over my heart, like protection from offense in my own heart, because we're about to hit another political year, and I do not want the spirit of offense in my home. Like, I do not want to lose family and friends over political stuff. I don't want to do it. So I've been praying for the Lord to protect my heart from offense. And so here are some scriptures for you to think about, because we are going into that new season. But Proverbs 19:11, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. And which is just so good, whether it's political season or not, we don't need to be offended by people, you know, by people's, whether they're our friends or just strangers. Like, we don't, offense is like judgment, like truly, like when we're offended, it's because there's our ego in us is judging them for their opinion or what they're doing. And we're just not, as Christians, we're not supposed to do that. Like, I don't know. So, moving on, James 1:19, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Love that. So I'm going to let you guys go. Merry Christmas. Whether you listen to this before Monday, Christmas Day, or you listen to this after, please know I'm praying for your families. I'm praying for just so much hope and joy in your life. And if you are in a season of grief or sadness or even being alone, maybe you live away from your family, you know what? Pull up some good Hallmark movies. go to church. Make sure that you're listening to the story of Jesus. I say Hallmark movies is the fun part of Christmas, right? Like the not fun part, but you know what I mean? Like the fruity, just giggly part of Christmas. I don't even know if that makes sense, but the really good part of Christmas is learning about Jesus and listening to stories about Jesus and his birth and just his life and like what he's done for us on the cross. And oh my gosh, like Christmas is just so beautiful. It's such a wonderful time to reflect on his goodness. So I want to encourage you to do that. But yes, do something fun too. Even if it's just making you some hot chocolate and putting, you know, the elf on TV or Christmas Story or something, you know, have fun with it too. Like, you know, have fun. Have a beautiful season learning and loving and reflecting and rejoicing about Christ. But also have some fun. I love y'all, and I will talk to y'all soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.